Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio. From heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze, this is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Marilyn in Fort Worth, Texas, she writes in an email, I have a son with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD. What does the research say about the relationship between food additives and ADHD? Well, there's a lot of research out, actually, on food additives, but one in particular that's a part of our food supply, and it's called gluten. Gluten is a protein that's found in most grains. There's only four grains that don't contain gluten in them, naturally occurring, that is, and that is rice flour, buckwheat flour, hemp flour, and coconut flour, those four. But gluten is a toxin to the body for the most part. People are very sensitive to it. Now, obviously, we know that celiac disease is a real challenge. People just get deathly ill, literally, when they take in gluten. However, when it comes to ADHD and some of the other mental challenges, as I like to call them, there are a lot of nutritional deficiencies and brain chemistry instabilities that causes this. And gluten is one of those naturally occurring substances that we have in our normal diet that can trigger some of this. They found that in research. So a lot of times when you're dealing with ADHD, people have seen really good results when they just avoid gluten. So it's something you might want to look into. Look up gluten-free diets and kind of check out some of the research on that. It can be very beneficial when you're dealing with ADHD. And also there's some really strong research in connection with omega-3 fatty acids and how they can be beneficial in helping with those kinds of conditions. So it's just something you want to look up and do some research on. I'm sure when you're working with the pediatrician in this, when you're looking at like Ritalin or some of the other medications, just really do your research. Dig in and work together and come up with a good plan that can help along the way. But, yeah, the food additives can be, obviously, the different chemicals they put in foods, and a lot of the preservatives have been shown to be some triggers. There's some research out there, but gluten is kind of the main one that they found that's a pretty strong connection with ADHD. Hope that helps. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the Best in Healthy Talk Radio, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. We're going to kick it off now and go with, so we've got Bob. Hey, Bob. Welcome to the show.
Hey, doctors. How you doing?
I'm living well, man. What's going on?
Well, I've got this pain in my big toe. I think I'm having a flare-up of gout.
Okay.
And it's in the joint in my big toe, and it's swollen and inflamed, and I'm just kind of wondering what to do about it. You know,
is it hot? When you touch it, does the skin feel really hot?
Yeah, the skin is hot, warm, you know, warm there in that joint, hot around the joint area, and it's swollen.
Okay. Have you been to your doctor?
No, not yet. I was kind of waiting.
Have you had gout before?
Pardon?
Have you had gout before in any other joint?
It seems like it's always in that same joint in my big toe when it flares up. It's not often, but just, you know, maybe once a year or, you know, maybe not even that much. And I'm trying to find maybe what I'm doing wrong or what I, you know, if there's something in my diet that could be causing it or something I need to stay away from.
Right. Well, there are. I mean, definitely for gout, there's dietary recommendations. It's a purine diet that they typically will call it. But, yeah, the foods you definitely want to stay away from, red meat is a big one, red wine, processed foods. So a lot of the processed flour, so bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, a lot of the flour-based foods can be a trigger for it. And, you know, eating too much protein where the body can't break it down, that can be another challenge too. And proteins are your chicken, your eggs, your fish, your beef. Even protein powders can trigger it a little bit. So just be cautious on the protein intake that you're taking in. And look into digestive enzymes and even betaine hydrochloride. You can go to a health food store and look for some of that. That just enhances digestion. And you might want to look into to some of those. And the health food store folks can be able to help you with that. But, yeah, I mean, with gout, obviously, I still would go see your doctor, let them look at it, and they'll do a uric acid test, simple blood test, make sure, see what the uric acid levels are. And they might need to give you some medication for it. It's possible. And if they do, if it's at that level that they need to, then I definitely would go with it. And, but, you know, obviously looking long-term of what's going to prevent the flare-up, your diet plays a big role. So, yeah, you're right in thinking that way. And potentially some dietary recommendations could help, but I wouldn't do that on your own. I would definitely go ahead and take a look. And the blood test will be great to see. Typically they'll run that no matter what and see what your levels are, and they can do it after a little while. But typically if they give you some medicine for that, it will subside fairly easily. But again, watching your protein intake, and especially a lot of red meat and red wine, that can cause some of the issues with gout. It really is a buildup of uric acid. And that's why they'll do that test. And when you look at uric acid as a whole, most people don't break it down very well. And the reason they don't is just because we lose a lot of our hydrochloric acid in our stomach as we age. So after about the age of 25, it starts to decline. And once it starts declining, you just start noticing some major differences in your digestion. You get a lot of gas and bloating, that sort of thing. And it will start causing some issues within certain joints. If it's a buildup of the uric acid crystals from not breaking down the proteins, that can cause a flare-up in these joints like you're experiencing right now with gout. And it can be, it's a form of arthritis. It's called gouty arthritis, and it's just, it can be a real pain. It's obvious, I mean, literally, as you're experiencing right now. But, yeah, it should settle down. I would go definitely see your doc and see what they have to say about it. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. If you're struggling with your health, we want to help you walk through your health challenge, take you from where you are to where you need to be. Let's go now to TJ. Hi, TJ.
Hey, got a quick question for you. About a year ago, I noticed like a small lump in my thigh. And since then, I maybe have, you know, 10 to 12 of these things. They're about marble size. And I asked my doctor about him. He looked at it, and I believe the term that he used was lymphoma. He said that it was completely benign, nothing to worry about. But I was just kind of concerned as, you know, why do I keep getting them? Why am I getting more of them, and what's causing it? What can I do to prevent it?
They're actually not. Lymphoma is a form of cancer, so it's definitely not lymphoma. That's not benign. That would be kind of a reason to completely freak out a little bit. So lipoma is actually what these probably are. They are benign. They're little fatty cysts that can form underneath the skin. And it just depends on how, if they're real bothersome, a lot of times the surgeon will take them out. And what happens is you'll actually get some of the cells and they'll expand and then they'll end up closing off and you're left with the lipoma. That's why people say, well, can't you get it to go away? Once it forms and kind of closes off at the bottom, it stays there. That's why usually they'll be a little sore in the beginning and then they'll end up just feel like normal tissue. As they're growing, they'll be a little sore. So that's pretty typical. And a lot of times surgery, if you don't like them or they're big enough to where they're cosmetically just don't look good, and, you know, from your perspective, a lot of people just have them removed. So for the future, cutting down cortisol means probably swapping out coffee, going with green tea. Phosphatidylserine is a really good supplement that has some good research on it. You can find it in health food stores, and that's been shown to help with cortisol levels. So you might want to look into that. But, yeah, I mean, obviously managing your lifestyle, and there's a little genetic component involved with that as well. So it's not just completely your lifestyle. A lot of people get, that's why you have like 12 of them. Some people are just more susceptible to having those. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. More questions about your health when we come back.
Hey folks, you heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. Within 48 hours, he was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338. And talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Call now, 888-283-7272. Stay connected with the show, healthcoachradio.com.
You know, a lot of times we talk to people about everything from diabetes, heart disease, high cholesterol, anxiety, depression. I mean, the list goes on and on. Headaches, migraines. I mean, big toe hurts, low back hurts. I mean, just it goes on and on. And I love it. That's why I'm here. The one thing, too, I find interesting is that so many people know other people that are struggling with something. And, you know, they don't listen to the show. Maybe they don't tune in. Maybe they don't even know about it. And it's up to you to really tell them about the show. Because so many times, maybe if it's just 10 minutes a day, maybe someone just needs a dose of hope. Maybe someone just needs some encouragement. Maybe they need somebody to talk to, someone to call and ask a question. Whatever it might be, that's fine. Another way that you can empower others is for you to actually take responsibility when you learn something and you hear somebody out and about and they're dealing with something with their health, and you can actually give them something. You can give them a piece of information that you've learned and watch what it'll do to their life. I mean, so many people, they don't know. And if we knew better, we would do better. And so many people just don't know any better. How many people you know have certain health challenges right now, and they talk about it all the time? They can't lose weight, they're still depressed, and they've been taking 3 or 4 different antidepressants, nothing changes. Or they've been dealing with high cholesterol, and the numbers just don't change, they don't know what to do. Or they've been on high blood pressure medication for so long they can't even remember, and they want answers. And they don't really know where to turn. But, you know, the great thing is that you can empower them. You can equip them. You can give them some great information. You don't have to be a doctor to be an encourager. And to give somebody some good old grandma medicine, which is a lot of what we talk about. It really is. And so many things I learned from her. Where do you think I got cod liver oil from? She used to shove it down my throat every day when I was a little kid. And you know what? I never got sick. Hardly at all. So it's amazing what these kind of things can do to your immune system. And just the little things that we can change within our health can make the biggest difference and the biggest impact. If we're willing to make the change, if we're willing to make those radical changes within our lives so we can see the radical results that we're looking for. And that's what we want to help you do here on this show. Let's go to Donald. Donald, welcome to the show.
I asked you about BMI, basal metabolic. I'm not sure what the I means. But could you explain how that works? Because I got one of those scales that tell, I'm 5'8", 220, and the number was lower, and then I got sick and lost some, like, 10 pounds, and the number went up. So it didn't make sense to me. And also, I was wondering if the ND program is it just as credible online as it is? What do you think about that?
Well, I think that it just depends. I mean, I'll tackle both of those questions. The BMI, the basic metabolic rate, your basic metabolic rate is basically what your body needs to maintain itself, meaning it's lean muscle tissue versus the fat content in the body. So, I mean, it's one of those deals where it can fluctuate daily, it can fluctuate weekly. If you get sick, it can go down. If you're really up and you're exercising a lot and you're burning more calories, then your BMI can go up. And so it can fluctuate depending on your activity levels, and there's kind of a range for where your body's going to land based on the choices that you're making every single day. And everybody's different, and your body composition is different, and how much body fat you have versus lean muscle tissue, all of that plays a factor and plays a role. And that's why exercising is so important. That's why weight training and, you know, working out with, I would say, weights at least 3 days a week is so important, because for men and women both, it increases your lean body mass. And by increasing the lean body mass, it makes a huge difference in how fast your basic metabolic rate can be and your overall metabolism. So, and everybody's different. And depending on your thyroid function, too. So that's why blood work is so important, and not just basing it on certain criteria, but adding in blood work, blood tests, with your primary care physician, checking out your pituitary gland, your thyroid gland, seeing if there's any potential anemias. All of that plays a role in your overall health. So, I mean, that's your real key. Now, the other question about a naturopathic physician, there's different kinds. Online training, it depends on the school. It depends on the coursework. There's somewhere you go on campus and then you do some online correspondence. Those are okay. The one where you go completely online, it depends. If you have other doctorates in other, like an MD, or if you are a DO or a physical therapist or a chiropractic physician, whatever it might be, a lot of times those schools will, depending on the school, it would grandfather kind of take over some of your credits. And in that case, because you've already had so much formal training, then that would probably be okay. But if you don't have any training at all as a physician of any kind, and you just want to do the online course, it would be great information, and it would be a great education. But it would be something that you might want to get some other training in as far as going out and treating people. It would be good to be more of a nutritional coach and a health coach. That would be fine. But the naturopathic schools where you go more on campus for a longer period of time, there's only certain states that will license them. And those schools are set up more like medical school, where you have rotations and you have internships and all that sort of thing. That's definitely more intense, and that's more set up for naturopathic medical-based patient care. But for overall health and wellness, being a health coach and being more on the nutritional side of things, homeopathic, learning about that, it's great. It's a great education. So it all depends on what you want to do with it. 888-283-7272. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio. Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils, and those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bacteria. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Lines are open now, 888-283-7272, or visit America's Lifestyle Coach online at teamlifestyle.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. The show is about empowering your health, and I'm so glad to take time right now to talk with a man that has developed some amazing products in the field of probiotics and digestive health. His name is Jeff Thurston, and he's from a company that he formed called Master Supplements. You can check them out at master-supplements.com. And we're going to be talking about probiotics today and digestive health, which, remember, whatever you put inside your body becomes your body. And we've learned more in the field and research with probiotics and what they can do for our overall health. And so, Jeff, I'm excited to have you to be part of the show today. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's jump right in. Now, one of the top products that your company has developed is called Theralac. I take it myself and have never felt better. It's one of the top probiotics, and there's a lot of reasons behind that. The research that you've done behind that is pretty extensive. Why don't you jump right in, and let's talk about probiotics and the formation of Theralac along with some of the other products that you developed.
Okay, well, Theralac is a probiotic that contains three lactobacillus organisms and two bifidobacterium organisms. We researched the organisms very carefully when we started 11 years ago, and in fact, just now they're starting to do a lot of studies on those organisms. My partner actually helped build the factories that grow these probiotic bacteria for most of the companies, you know, in this country. But the three lactobacillus, they primarily function in the small intestine, and bifidobacteria primarily function in the colon, and that's just the function of how much oxygen is available. The thing that makes Theralac different is that we use sodium alginate, which is from seaweed, that when it gets into an acid environment becomes alginic acid, and actually it forms a shell while it's in the low pH of the stomach, down around pH 1.6. When it comes out of the stomach and gets into the small intestine, the pH rises closer to 4, and it will then start to revert back to sodium alginate in a gum. And this gum contains nothing but probiotic bacteria and a prebiotic that we developed called lactostim, which is sunflower lecithin and oleic acid. So all of this combined means that the bacteria, A, get through the stomach, B, we stimulate them to grow, C, they get deep delivery because they're in a gum and they're kept together and they're not competing for food and space with all the indigenous bacteria that are down there. Remember, there's 100 trillion organisms in our gut.
Wow.
And when you take, a billion, it's just too small a number. And then when that billion is mixed in the what they call the chyme as it comes out of the stomach, all the other bacteria are competing with it. They just don't stand a chance.
And that's interesting. And for people that are listening and they don't even know what probiotics are, why don't you talk a little bit about probiotics, where they came from, and, you know, if anyone's ever heard of a probiotic, they think yogurt. So dispel some of the myths and where it came from and where the best sources are.
Well, probiotics are bacteria. They started out primarily, the etiology of it is they were bacillus organisms in the soil. Cows ate them. They ended up through the cow's stomach and ended up in the cow's milk. And then they've been grown and cultured and worked that way. Probiotics are beneficial organisms that, when taken in sufficient quantities, may confer a health benefit to the host. So what we all are what our guts tell us to be. And, you know, as you say, whatever you eat, you become. Well, sometimes we don't eat the right things, and our gut flora gets disproportionated, and we end up with a situation or a term called dysbiosis, which means just a little bit out of whack. And probiotics are like the police. They just get in there and they help you get back to your normal. Now, your normal is a function of, you know, what bacteria you got from mom at birth and what environment you were in, what bacteria that, you know, you started life with. Your body built an immune system around those organisms, and so that becomes your normal. Probiotics only help you get back to that. They're transient for the most part. Some are more transient than others. And even in the acidophilus, which everybody is most familiar with that particular strain of lactobacillus, there are some that are shaped like a hot dog. They're smooth, and you can imagine how quickly they can pass through you. Another acidophilus may have what's called a glycocalyx, which is a fuzzy coating to it, and that is what allows some of those lactobacillus then to start to colonize to the lining of the gut. So some of them can hang around for up to 8 weeks, but they're mostly transient. They help you get back to normal, and then that's why they should be taken on a fairly regular basis. You know, if you take proton pump inhibitors, you take antibiotics, you drink alcohol, you smoke, stress is a real difficult thing on your gut flora. All these things in society just drive us into a situation where a good probiotic, and it doesn't have to be ours as long as it's a good one, can help you out.
But what I found fascinating about that, though, is, okay, so we know probiotics are good for us. We know that they help with our elimination. They build our immune systems. They can strengthen our immune systems. And they're in our natural food supply. So why not just go and eat yogurt? I mean, where's the difference? I mean, I know there's a difference in quality. Can you get into that just a little bit?
Well, I've even looked at some of the research on some of the heavily advertised probiotics. And they'll say in the literature that they only lose 3 logarithms of activity going through the stomach acid. Well, if you remember your math, a logarithm is 0. So if you had 1,000 and you lost 3 logarithms, you'd have 1, which means you lost 99.9%. Stomach acid is a barrier to entry. If we didn't have it, everything we swallow would become, it had potential to, cause us some harm. But stomach acid is a natural barrier, prevents a lot of bacteria from making it all the way through. And it'll do that to probiotic bacteria. Some people use an enteric coating. Some people use other, they have some marvelous things that they're doing now to help get things from the stomach. They're using, they call it DR caps, which don't break down in the stomach so quickly. They'll keep the products together. And as long as companies are doing that, I just want to see people taking a really good probiotic. Now, you have to be careful. If you look at a probiotic, some of them are going to say, a proprietary plant. Well, they're not telling you how much of everything is in there. It's, you can surmise that it's the most of the cheapest and maybe not the best. but it's in there in a small quantity, and there's a lot of other ones that may not be so good. For instance, it's a Lactobacillus helveticus. You see that a lot of times. It makes Swiss cheese. It's a cheese culturing bacteria. You know, it does produce lactic acid, but so you want to look at a product that's going to have the organisms specified all the way down to a strain designation. For instance, Lactobacillus acidophilus LA1. That means it's a Lactobacillus and the species is acidophilus, but the particular strain is LA1. And that just means that you can really identify that number. You can go one step further and even look up what they call the American Type Culture Collection number for that organism. So you want to see something that's specified. You'd like to see a product that is guaranteed through expiration. Yogurt will say it has acidophilus or live active cultures. And number one, they're not specific. They're not going to make it through the stomach, and there's a ton of sugar in there. And
right.
You know how, you know, if you have any issues with yeast or anything like that, sugar is not going to be the very best thing to be taking in any kind of quantity. And if you had to, say, for instance, take Cerelac, we're guaranteeing 30 billion at expiration. A yogurt's not going to have, you know, one thousandth of that number. You know, they're just not, there's not sufficient quantity in there. And it's going to have a very short shelf life.
Yeah, and that's one thing I find interesting. You know, of course, I'm a big fan of probiotics, and you know that. I talk about it here in Digestive Health is one of my big mantras I talk about, because if your digestion is not right, your health is not going to be right. And what I find interesting about Theralite that I have liked personally is that I only have to take one to two of those a week, and it gives me the proper bacteria, and I've noticed a difference just personally in that. And why is it with Theralite you only have to take a few, where a lot of times with other probiotics, many times you have to take them three or four times a day?
Well, we're guaranteeing 30 billion at expiration, not at the time of manufacture. And we have, since we started, published third-party lab tests online by lot number to show you what each lot was when it was made. Most of the time, it's testing in the 50 billion range. Now, Danisco, who's one of the large suppliers of probiotic bacteria, just did a study on one organism, the BL04-BL34 Bifidobacterium lactis, and it showed that taking 2 billion a day for 2 weeks, that's 14 billion a week, will have a 27% reduction in upper respiratory tract infections in healthy people.
And that's,
and I want to get back to that comment. And
yeah,
that,
we've got about a minute left. I don't mean to cut you off, but we've got about a minute left. And one thing I want to do, we're talking to Jeff Thurston. He's the founder of Master Supplements, and they have one of the top probiotics, I think, in the world called Theralact. Talk briefly in 60 seconds about raising the standards.
Oh, that's, you know, we've always published third-party lab tests online by lot numbers, so you can see what it was. We're the only company that does that. We test for how much lactic acid is produced. That's something that nobody else does, and we publish these things online. We use totally inert packaging, a glass bottle, oxygen absorption pack, moisture absorption pack. We make sure this product is the very, very, very best that you can get, and we ship. We store it at minus 10, and we ship it the same day that you place an order, and we get it to you. So, it, you know, that's what we've tried to do is be very honest and very upfront with our product from the very beginning.
That's powerful. Raising the standards, some of the highest quality probiotics, Theralact by Master Supplements. We're talking to Jeff Thurston, founder of the company. You can check them out at master-supplements.com. Jeff, I'm so glad you joined us today on the show. This show is all about empowering your health. Coming up, we've got more information. We're going to jump into your calls when we come back.
Is your church or company looking to increase the productivity of its people? Are you looking to take your church or organization to a healthier level of success? America's Lifestyle Coach is on a mission to transform as many lives as possible with his nationwide message of living a healthy lifestyle. To schedule America's Lifestyle Coach to speak to your church or organization, call 888-959-9355. That's 888-959-9355. Or visit us online at teamlifestyle.com. That's teamlifestyle.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now what I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not.
Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
K
check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Kick it off and go with Kendra. Hi, Kendra.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, darling.
Excuse me?
I said it's great to talk with you, darling. How can I help?
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I listen to the show all the time. Well, Dr. Asa, I actually am a fairly healthy 51-year-old. I don't smoke. I actually never smoked. I don't drink. My medication, if I take any, it would be Tylenol. Only thing I really suffered from practically all my life was migraine headaches. Around, I guess, in the 80s, I did start taking Tylenol for that, but lately, I mean, in years, I don't even take that much because they don't work. But anyway, I went to the doctor and I got my annual physical. And my primary care physician noticed that my liver enzymes were elevated. So she sent me to get a liver scan. And the test came back and they are saying that I had a fatty liver. And considering the fact that she says I'm not overweight, I'm a thin person, that's bringing her some concern, but the thing she noted was, you know, I need to stay away from the, you know, acetaminophen medications and basically to just look at it. You know, we'll look and see. But my question is there any way, because I asked her, is this something that I'm going to have to live with, you know, from here on out? And she said pretty much so. I just needed to know if there's anything I could do to, you know, help make my liver a little healthier or, you know, I know it's a major organ, you know, for purifying your body, so I'm a little concerned about the fact that you said there's pretty much not anything that can be done.
Well, if the liver itself, it definitely can be kind of cleaned out. So let's step back for a second, okay?
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the liver is the top regenerating organ in the body. I mean, the liver is one of those organs that can just take a licking and literally rebuild and regenerate. Now, there is a point of no return for any organ system.
Mm-hmm.
So just understand that. But the liver is pretty darn resilient. So, all right, you get fatty liver. And you say you're pretty healthy, so you're not overweight, right?
No, I am not.
Okay. All right, have you drank a lot of alcohol in the past?
No, that's what was the thing she said. Either you're a drinker or you take Tylenol. Well, I don't. I bet you I haven't. Maybe alcohol, I tried it in high school, and that was it. That was the last time.
Okay, I understand. So that just not, it's not your bag. And you've ate fairly well, right?
I would say for the most part, I would say probably maybe the last year or so, I probably eat out more than I usually do. But for the most part, I love vegetables. You know, my body craves, you know, salads and green vegetables. I don't even have an issue with it. I like to eat a balanced meal.
Okay. So all of that is a great clue. And they're saying that what percent of it was fatty liver? Did she say it was extreme? Did she say mild, moderate, severe? What did she say?
Well, she didn't use any of those terms. She just said that it was enough to warrant concern that in a couple of more months, she would want to have another one done.
Okay.
So that was it. She said the issue was that usually you wouldn't find that in a person who was as thin as I was and didn't drink and, you know.
Yeah, that is true. But, I mean, again, there are some weird things that will pop up within the body, for sure. Is there anything that you eat or that's in your lifestyle that you would find that, I guess, would be kind of out of the ordinary?
I have to just say, not really, other than the fact I say the last, you know, a year or so, I probably eat out more than I usually do, you know. So that would be, you know, just with my job change and things.
What do you do for work?
It's a major thing.
What do you do for work?
Oh, I work at a insurance company helping people with Medicare and their insurance.
So, okay. Now, do you exercise?
Minimum.
What's the minimum?
Like maybe
Like
maybe
once
I'll
a year?
Walk 30 minutes or maybe no more than an hour.
Like you'll walk an hour once a month?
Once a week.
All right. Well, here's the deal. If otherwise you're healthy and you're kind of like a normal thin build and really you eat fairly well but you don't exercise, that could be enough. And there could be some genetic reasons that you're accumulating some fat around the liver. That could be a possibility. One thing you want to do, obviously, is you're eating out a lot. That does play a role. And that can make up a difference in a 9-month period and start causing some of those issues, especially if you have a genetic tendency. Do you take any medicine for any type of disease at all? Or are you taking any medicine?
No, I do not. The only thing that I've ever taken, it would be the Tylenol on a regular basis. And as I said, I stopped doing that several years ago because, one, it really wasn't working for the migraines, and two, I started getting a little scared concerning it when the reports came out.
When you get migraine headaches, just real quick, where does it hurt the most, right side, left side, or back of the head?
I would say my temples and over my eyes. Because I always get, where my eyes start really hurting.
Okay, well, here's a couple things. Just my thoughts. All right, this is my opinion. You're working with your doctor. I think that's a great thing. The other is you might want to look into exercise. Exercise has proven to not just pull down body fat from external, like your love handles and your hips and thighs, but internal organ fat, like the fat that it can accumulate around the organs. So 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, no excuses, no matter what. That should be one of your number one goals. That's my thought. If it was me, that's what I would do. And that's one of the major issues. Look into getting the right kind of fats in, like plenty of the good omega-3 fatty acids, because when you get the right kind of fats in, it helps balance out the wrong kind of fats that can be in the body and not getting the wrong kind of fats from your diet. Also look into a test called leptin. Leptin is a blood test that your physician can run. Have them run that check and see what the results are and let them counsel you on that. Puts another hour in the charts. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.